You're listening to SBS News.
The head of South Africa's Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19 says there are promising signs about the vaccine's ability to protect against the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. But Professor Barry Skoob warns it is still too soon to know what the threat is like with the new variant, only recently identified.
It's still early days, and I think we need to reserve judgment on that. Certainly, in this early stage, the news does look to be promising. The great majority of the breakthrough infection, in other words, individuals that have had infection despite vaccination, is mild. Our hospital surveillance is showing a little bit of an uptick, but certainly nothing as dramatic as we've seen in the previous waves. So it does portend well, but I think it still is early days. You know, we have only had this virus around for, just over a week. So I think we really need to watch the space.
Scientists in South Africa and around the world are performing genetic sequencing of Omicron samples to learn more about it. But much remains unknown, including whether it's more contagious, if it makes people more seriously ill, or whether existing vaccines are effective against it. Cameroonian virologist and Africa CDC director Dr. John Nkengasong says he is concerned about the situation in South Africa, where Omicron has now become the dominant variant of the virus.
We are definitely very concerned with the situation in Southern Africa and South Africa in particular. You saw the numbers that I just discussed with you. But we are not worried that the situation cannot be managed. Remember, this will be the fourth wave that we are going through the continent. So we've become at least more prepared to deal with this wave.
The CDC chief highlights the need for countries to find strategies to increase the uptake of the supply of vaccines currently available around Africa.
The flow on the continent in a very predictable and steady manner. We are all, like you, very concerned that countries are not picking up those vaccines. The uptake is not as we would have loved to see. We are on the drawing board, putting our heads together to see what can be done to galvanize that uptake.
To the United States, which has recorded its second Omicron infection, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains details about the case.
There's an individual, an adult male, a resident of Hennepin County. He had been vaccinated. The person developed mild symptoms, as you noted, on November 22nd and sought COVID-19 testing on November 24th. The person's symptoms have resolved.
Ms. Psaki says the man reported mild symptoms and public health officials, including the CDC, are conducting contact tracing. The press secretary says the case in Minnesota is only the second to be detected in the United States, but more cases are likely.
As this Dr. Fauci has said, over the course of the last week, every single day, we do, even the restrictions we put in place was not going to prevent this variant from coming here. It would just slow. That was the objective. So we do anticipate there will be more cases, and we know that will be the case, and that's why we're focused on doing everything we can to fight the virus and the variant.
In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson received his COVID-19 booster shot on Thursday and urged others to do the same.
The most important thing you can do under all circumstances is get your booster when you're eligible. So we're doing all the over 40s now. I've just had mine. My date was due today, and we've done 18.6 million booster jabs in this country. So we're building ever higher the wall of protection. Whatever Omicron may or may not be able to do, it certainly will not negate the overall value of the boosters. So everybody should get your booster as soon as you're called forward.
India has confirmed its first cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant in two people who traveled abroad. The health ministry says the cases are two men in southern Karnataka state. Balram Bhargava, director general of the Indian Council for Medical Research, is calling for calm.
Two cases of Omicron have been detected in Karnataka so far through the genome sequencing effort of INSACOG consortium of 37 laboratories established by the Ministry of Health. We need not panic, but awareness is absolutely essential.
India has already classified several at-risk countries in response to the Omicron variant, and travelers from those countries are being tested as they arrive in India. Some Indian states have issued restrictions for international arrivals as precautionary measures, including mandatory COVID-19 tests for those coming from South Africa, Botswana, and Hong Kong. More than 56% of Indians have received at least one vaccine dose, 32% are fully vaccinated, and 24% have received a single shot. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.